big mitzvah.
Okay, we continue in the Rambam. We're in the third chapter of Matnas Sanim, Halacha Yud Dalid, Law Number 14. Okay, we're dealing again with deciding if you're giving a full amount of payah on a full field, half a field, what things divide a field. We're going to talk about different types of partnerships here. It gets a little tricky to show the difference in one case and another halacha. Yud Dalid. This is the easy one. Hazareya esadeh, a person plants his field. Min echod, it's one species in the entire field. Then he now what is he supposed to do? He's supposed to, when he harvests the field, leave a corner, 1/60th. But he doesn't do that. You know what he does? He harvests the whole field. But wait.
There's still a chance.
But what he does is, usually a person harvests the whole field, what he usually will do, will put it in like one pile, one silo. Then the halacha is, okay, he didn't do it right, so now give 1/60th of what's left in that pile. But look what he does a little different now. So aval pi, even though shu osil shtei grunos, he has harvested all, but he's made two silos worth. Two different silos. Got one silo here, one silo there. From the entire crop, he has two silos. So you might think he should give a payah off of each silo. You might have thought. The answer is no. Meniach payah achas. You give one payah because that's, since it was one species, and you're only obliged to give 1/60th on the entire thing, so that's what you still have to give. It's one species, give 1/60th, and therefore you can give from either one of the two silos, just give 1/60th of the entire crop that you harvested. Now, there's a little bit of a different scenario now. What if Zroh, Shneiminim, let's say you harvested two, in a field you had two separate crops, wheat and beans, let's say. Okay? Now, what you should have done was left a payah of wheat and a payah of beans. But you didn't. You harvested the whole thing. Now, you harvested it all and you put it all into one silo.
Uh-oh.
Now, you got to do what you're supposed to have done. So now, no same. Since you were supposed to give two payahs to begin with, you still got to give two payahs. Nois and pale means that you have to give a 1/60th separation from one species, bifneas by itself. Upale means that bifneas, you give the payah from this one from itself. So basically what happens is we don't really care what happens afterwards. It's more important what should have happened lichatchila, even though you didn't do it, it's going to happen afterwards. So therefore you should have given, if you should have given one payah on the entire field, I don't care how many silos it's in, it's still one pay on the entire field. If you're supposed to give two smaller payas on the field because there's two different crops, so that's what you got to do afterwards, even though they're all mixed up now after you have harvested them.
So is there a defined time period?
What do you mean?
Well, once he's put it in the silo...
Well, he's obliged. Once he's harvested, he's obliged to give it.
Right away.
He's supposed to give it. He's got to correct the sin. And if he doesn't, you know, he could get lashed when it gets to the point where it's uncorrectable, right? What if he eats it all?
Oh, no.
Then he'll get lashed when he uses it all up.
Or he sells it all.
Or sells it all, yep. Tesvav. All right, so far so good. Next one's also, this one is a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, so if you don't like it, too bad. It's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai.
Take it up
in heaven. Zora shnei zroim. The person, he seeded two different types of seeds, but it's mimin echad, but it's from one overall species. Kigon, for example, shizora shnei minei chitim. He planted two different types of wheat. There's some types of wheat that are thick wheat, more coarse wheat plants, and one are thinner. Some are more green, some are more red. So it's all in the wheat category, it's just different types of wheat. Two different types of barley. So again, what was he supposed to do? He only had to leave one payah for the entire field before he harvested the whole field. What did he do? He went and harvested the whole field. So even though there's two species, we just said in the last halacha, there's two separate species, you have to give two separate payahs, but this is two within the same category of species. So listen to this. If you put them all into one silo, no sin peah, you give one peah. Here comes halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. But shtei grunos, if you make it two silos, silo for the green wheat, whatever, and one for the red wheat, no sin shtei peah, you have to give two peahs. That v'davar zeh halacha l'moshe misina. Now that defies our logic, because if it didn't need to make it into two, once you sever it, it shouldn't make any difference to two silos. But that is the halacha l'moshe misina. So I'm not mechuyev to explain anymore. Okay, tes zayin. It gets tricky now. It gets really tricky.
Okay.
Ho'achin shecholku. Brothers divide up a field. Let's say there's a field that's that the stalks are up, but it has not been harvested yet. And they divide it up. So one brother takes half the field. The other brother takes the other half the field. Then each one harvests his field. Well, this is the obvious halacha. No snim shtei peos. They each give a peah. Each one has his half field, which is his whole field, because they're not partners. They divided up the field. So each one has to give a peah on his field, even though it was one field, let's say, when the father died. But the obligation of peah is when we start to harvest. Each one owns half of the field, a complete smaller field. Each one harvested his smaller field, so each one's chayv to give a pay on his field. That's the clear halacha. That's the easy halacha.
So they have 100% each. They're not sure.
Each, no, they split it up. Shechalku, they divided it. So Reuven owns half the field. Shimon owns the other half the field. So Reuven has to give pay on his half. Shimon, that's the setup halacha. Now, but now it gets tricky. Now, what if chazru v'nishtatfu? What if they went back and became partners after they split it up? In other words, they split it up, and one owned one field, one owned the other, and they kept working on the fields for another couple months, okay? And now, before the harvest, they decide to become partners in the entire field. All right? So now, now they harvest the entire field. So now, no snin peah echos. You give one peah because they're partners in the whole field. Now, it's not like any less peah is going to be given.
Percentage.
It's still the same 1/60th, but it's instead of two smaller peahs, it's one large peah. So there's no be able to, you don't benefit by doing this. It's just the way you have to do it. Okay, now it gets a little trickier, guys. Next case now. You now have partners, people who are partners in the field. Hashutvim shech kotsru. Partners are harvesting a field. And what do they do? Chatzi hasada. They've done half the field. They're still partners on half the field. As they harvest, they're half the field. Now, what would normally happen? If nothing else would happen, they'd continue to harvest.
Yeah.
When they come to the end of the field, they together leave 1/60th of that field. But once they hit the halfway mark, all of a sudden they decide, and afterwards, chilku, they split up the partnership. One took what was already harvested, and one takes the remaining crop that has to be harvested. Got that?
Yeah.
So now what happens? So what's going to happen next is, well, A, who has the first field that's been harvested, has the harvest,
doesn't have to do anything.
He'd like to eat the food right away.
And he can.
B has to harvest it. But when B harvests, he finishes the field. Clearly, there's going to be an obligation of pay on B. The question is going to be an obligation on A.
No.
So, Zeh Shaloka HaKotzer, the one who gets what was already harvested already, ain't a mafresh, it doesn't separate anything, because there was no yet an obligation for pay because we didn't get him to the end of the field. But Zeh Shaloka HaKoma, but this one who took the standing grain, and now he harvests the standing grain, Marvish Alachat Mafresh Alachetzi Shaloka Bavad, he separates only on the half he got, only he only gives 1/60th on the half of the field, which is different than the halacha we had in the last parak, that if a guy harvested half a field and then sold the other half of the field, do you remember what that halacha was?
He has to give it.
The purchaser has to give peah on the entire field.
Both sides.
Okay? And the first seller doesn't have to give anything. And we explained over there is because when the guy owned the whole field, when he this was a field that would need to give 1/60th on the whole field. Once he sold it with the obligation, as it were, that goes on the whole field. But the difference here is this is not a sale.
No.
This is a breaking up of a partnership. And there's all kinds of complicated laws of Brera that get involved over here, because we have to figure, well, what was retroactively not or not. It's a big shail of yesh breyer or not, and because it's very complicated halachas, the guy who clearly is separating, finishing off the field, clearly has to give that half. But the other one, because it's a suffix of breyra, so he doesn't have to give. So it's more complicated, but that we'll just leave it at that. Now, you're not going to like the next step, for sure not.
Why?
You'll see. So, first of all, it comes out that Aniyim do lose in this. Do lose in this situation. The second partner, though, didn't gain anything. It's the first partner who gained. That's what happens. Now, let's take it a little bit further now. So, let's say, again, so when did they make the split up? They made the split up
Half harvest.
Didn't make it. Now, what if they split it up and then chazuv and ishtafu, then they regain to be partners again before you harvest, before you do the harvest? Okay. What?
Chazuv and ishtafu.
Now, the question is, let's try to understand exactly what happened over here. They were partners when they harvested the first half, right?
And they split apart.
Then they split apart.
Then they went back together.
Then they went back together.
And harvested the second
and then
half.
They harvested the second half. V'chatzru ha'chetzi ha'acher v'shutfus. Now they harvest the second half with partnership. Now, kol echad mehem mafrish mechalka shebakama al-chelek chavero shebakama avolo al-achetzi shenikzor. It comes out. They're partners now on the second half of that field. So on the second half of that field, each one gives a paya on that overall quarter field.
Yeah.
Each one gives a paya.
But it's quarter. You tied quarter.
First a half was harvested. Yeah. Now there's another half. And now they became partners again when they harvested. And now they, so each one has to separate from his portion of the standing grain that's over there. But not on the half that was already harvested. Why? Because that was already out of the picture. So this would be a very interesting thing, because technically, if you want to cheat, there's a legal way of cheating here. You'd split up the partnership and then redo the partnership. Half the pay. You get out of giving half the pay, which is an interesting situation.
It's a loophole.
Because
it's a loophole.
Since you already got out of it in the beginning, because once you made the partnership and one guy owned the first half and he was excused, he was out, right? And now that they remade the partnership, they're each getting paid on the second half and on the first half. So that's difficult to understand this halacha, but that's what he comes out.
We like that.
Okay, Yidzayin, a little more tricky. It's the last of the tricky ones now. Soda shehigia. This one you got to just halt cup in the order what's going on. Or not all crops necessarily ripen at the same time. Remember, it's got to be 1/3 ripen for there to be an obligation on peah when you harvest it. So let's say soda shehigia chetsa atshlish. Half the field has grown 1/3, and he's going to the chetsilo again. One half has not gone to the third. Okay. That means if there's going to be any harvesting going on, only the one that's 1/3 grown, will there be an obligation on payah? Okay. V'hischo v'chotzer b'katzi b'chatzi shehagia chetzo. Now, the half that's 1/3 grown, what happens? The guy harvests half of that half.
So quarter of the field.
Right? Now, that is a bona fide part that has that is a chi of payah, but he didn't harvest the whole half.
Right.
He's only harvested 25% of the field. Okay? V'acher kach, then, hevia kula shlish. Now the other half grows 1/3. And then what he does, v'acher kach, and then he goes and harvests everything else. Gomar hachatzi harishon, he knocks off the first half, the first quarter that he didn't do. Shigeh b'tchila. And now he's also harvests the second half.
It's not matured.
No, it matured. It matured afterwards.
Oh.
In other words, you had a half, nothing matured, only 1/3.
Okay.
Half goes 1/3, he harvests half of that. He left the other half for whatever reason, he's tired. Then the next whole half goes to 1/3. Now he harvests everything that's left.
3/4 of the field.
So now the question is, there's going to be no question that he's, what?
Yeah,
No, half of it is a third done at the beginning. Half of it's not a third done. So that means that half of it is required for pay and half of it is not. But then, so he harvested half of the half, which is a quarter, and now then he does the three quarters at the end after it matured to one third, the last half.
Okay, so now the question is, if he's going to have to separate payah, but what can he separate for what? In other words, you've got some distinct areas. The first quarter, you know, got knocked off before anything else was cut.
Right.
Now, the second quarter was harvested the same time as the third half, all right?
The second half.
Second half, right? But it's the third item,
yeah,
as
third
it were.
Item, yeah.
So now what can he do? He can mafrish, if he wants to, he can mafrish min arishon. He could separate payah from that first quarter, which will also take for al ha'emtzayim on the next quarter, because they were ripe at the same time, although he didn't harvest them all. So he can give 1/60th of that first half. That first quarter can go for the second quarter. If you want to take off from the second quarter, it can go al harishon, it can go back on the first quarter to take truma, or it can also go, and on the last 50%, since right. It got harvested at the same
sure,
time.
Same
or it's that middle 25% is a swing thing.
Yeah.
Because on the one hand, it was obligated, so to speak, with the other quarter.
The first quarter.
But on the other hand, it's together being harvested with the last half.
Yeah.
So therefore, if you want, let's say, the middle, from the middle to take 1/60th of the entire field, you
That's
could.
Right. Yeah.
You're going to give 1/60th of the whole field. You're not going to get anything. The question is, where can you take from what? So you could do three separate, I guess you could do three separate ones, maybe.
1/60th of each.
Right. Or you could take 1/60th from the first half, first quarter, which will go be good for the first total half.
Yeah.
Or you could take from that middle amount the entire amount for both. But what you cannot do is the first quarter can have nothing to do with the last half.
Right.
And the last half can have nothing to do with the first quarter because right. Their obligations were never at the same time. So that's the halacha. But at the end of it, you're going to give 1/60th of the whole thing. The whole field is going to give 1/60th. The question is, how can you do it? That's the difference. Okay, moving on. Yudches. Let's say now you got a fellow who's got a big field, and he's going to sell itty little bits of the entire field to different purchaser, and he leaves nothing for himself. Okay? Hamocher mekomos mekomos. The guy has a whole field, and he's selling just various small areas. Small areas, not huge fields. A few stalks here, a few. But he's selling it all out to a bunch of people. Okay? Imocher kol asara, if he sold the whole field, then kol echad ve'echad nosen peah achas mechalko shaloka. Everyone's got to give a pay on what he bought. So let's see, he sells one row to this guy, one row to that guy, five stalks to this guy, chves. He has maybe sold to 50 different people. And they all got small amounts. Well, what's the chi of a peah? What's the minimum
Everybody's
amount?
Everybody's got to give 1/60th.
But what's the minimum amount
mashu,
of land?
Mashu.
Any amount of peah. So he's
mashu.
It's like you sold 50 fields, whatever. So everyone's got to give a peah on that. However, that's a simple case. But what if before he sold to everybody, what if the owner of the field starts harvesting, and then umochar miktsos, and then he sells some to some people, and then bishir miktsos, and then he leaves a little bit at the end. So now the question is, what are you going to give pay on from what? So balasada nice and peah haruya lakol. The owner has to give pay on that last bit that he hasn't harvested on the entire field. Why? Shekim and Shizchol Likser, since he began to harvest, and he's going to finish the harvest, we have to add, because he's harvesting and selling, and he's selling, but then he's coming to the end and harvesting. Nischayv kol, nischayv in everything. Okay? V'im mochar tchila. But if he sold before the harvesting, then mafrish halokeach al ma shalokach, the purchaser gives shuma for what he buys, ubal asol masi, and the owner of what he leaves over. In other words, the last case is if he didn't start harvesting, he starts selling. And then at the end, he left a little bit. So then everybody gives a pay on whatever they have, purchases what they bought. And the last guy, when he's the last bit he's harvesting, he gives a little bit on that. So we had three cases. Case number one, he sold the entire field in little bits and pieces. Everyone has to give a pay on every little bits and piece. Second case, he started harvesting. Then he sells bits and pieces. But then he's finishing the harvest and he's leaving some at the end. Ah, because of that, he started and ended, and he has to give pay on everything. But in the, if he starts to sell off, he hasn't harvested and hasn't begun. So every time he sells, automatically there's a chi of pay on the seller. Right. And then comes to the end, he does the harvesting and leaves the at the end, he has to leave a pay for that end as well. It's a little tricky, that middle case.
He started to harvest. He's not chayav until he gets to the end. So how can he be chayav?
But he does leave at the end also. He's leaving at the end.
But he doesn't own as much as he started with.
But if he started with the chiyuv and he ended with the chiyuv, then he gets. But he did, and when he finished the whole field.
No, say he has New Year 60 rows, and he harvests 6 rows, so he's on 10%, and he sells 50% of what's left over. Are we saying that he's hired for the rest of the field, even though he sold it and he hadn't finished?
Yep.
Exactly.
Because he bet with my friend, what he sold is no different than had he harvested.
Right.
Think about it.
He got profit.
What he sold,
he
got money for it.
He got money for the field.
Someone's got. Since he's leaving it, when I'm selling everybody fields before I do any harvesting, everyone has their own little field. But since he started the harvest and he finished the harvest, they get kind of swallowed up in the middle of it. And now he has a chiyuv to give on the entire field. But effectively, since he knew he's going to harvest at the end, so what he's selling it with the onus on him to give the pay at the end.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't do anything, then he said, I'm selling a whole bunch of different fields, I have nothing to do with it. That's where he loses out there. Okay, now we're switching context a little bit. Same idea. We're talking about trees. And now we're going to say what makes it that we can separate trees from each other, that they're a separate payer for each tree. We've been talking about regular fields with grains and things like that. What if I got a tree here and a tree here? Okay, and I put a fence in between. Mm-hmm. Would it be considered two separate fruit tree fields and I give separate payer or not? So stay ilon, a field with trees, ein mafsik ba, the only thing that can make a separation between them is el gader gavoa, a high fence. He does not say how high the fence is. Now, in the earlier medrashim, it says 10 tfachim, because usually 10 tfachim is the amount that will separate it. However, since we're going to see shortly, it's not going to apply in all cases, therefore the Rambam doesn't want to put in 10 tfachim, as we'll see in a minute why. Generally, 10 tfachim fence would separate the two trees. You give two separate payas, and that separates it. But the Rambam is picking a case that's an unusual case where you're going to see that the fence doesn't help. And therefore, he doesn't mention 10 tfachim. You'll see. So hamavda, so he says, ein masiv go eler goder goa. It has to be a very high fence. Hamavda benos, that separates the trees. So if it really separates the two trees, okay, because remember, the trees here, through here, what if the foliage
goes
over
the
and they
fence.
Start intermingling? If the fence just separates at the bottom, va'abadim, but the branches, va'aporos, and the leaves, maravim, they get intermingled on the top, milmala, v'nogim ba'goder al-gaba, and they're touching above the fence, if that's the case, the fence hasn't accomplished anything. Hareze kasarachas is like one field, v'naisa pe'alakol, you give one payah for the whole thing.
Wow.
So that's why 10 tfachim wouldn't always be true. If they're not such high trees, or they're not intermingling, then 10 tfachim would be fine. It would separate as two trees. But if let's say these, it could be a 20 tefach fence, but the trees are so big, they're going over and they're connecting, then it's like one field.
Same thing for a brook or a ditch?
I don't know.
10 tfachim deep.
No, he's saying if the branches will connect, I would see.
Right.
I don't see it should be any different.
Yeah, it
doesn't
seem
to be any different. The other case is thinking about grain fields, so they're never going to intertwine. Okay, chaf is an easy halacha. Shnaim shalachu ilancha. Two people buy one tree. They have mutual ownership of the one tree, and they're owning half. So then, no simimena peachas. We give one payer for that tree. It's like partners. That's the simple case. That's the setup halacha. Now, what if lachach zet so zet from? This guy takes the north half of the tree and the south half of the tree, and the north half has its vines with fruits, and the south half has its vines and fruits. Zenos and Pelas, so this one gives his own payah from the north side. Vezenos and Pelas, so this gives a payah from the south side. You might have thought, well, maybe they're nourishing from the same tree, and it would be like one partnership of one tree. We say no. We're saying that they can establish such a partnership that it's two separate halves of that tree. Okay. Now, Chaf Aleph, Hacharuvim, carob trees. Now, carob trees are very tall trees. So, kolsh, now, they're, anyway, like, forget about fences, man. These are big trees. So, kolsh shorim ome betzad charuv zeh. If you have a case where one guy stands on one side of the carob tree, v'chavera ome betzad charuv zeh, and his friend is on the other side of the carob tree, and if this is the critical point, and they're able, v'roin zeh zeh, and one on one side of the tree can see the other guy on the other side of the tree, hareihem kefi soda achas. They're like one tree. In other words, one field. In other words, you got two carob trees, at least, right?
That's one tree.
Well, if it's one tree, then it's one tree.
Yeah.
That's got to be two trees. Yeah, so it's two trees next to each other. So one's next to one tree. One's, if you could see through the trees, then it's considered one pair. But even if there's a fence in between, the fence in between would be insignificant.
Right.
That's the point, because they're very big trees. Now, what if you got three of these trees? Vim hayu. Now, that it's assuming you have three, then you'll understand the next few words. What if hayu shnei hatzadim rosem? So, let's say you got tree, tree, tree. So, let's say the two outside ones, you could see from the outside one to the middle one. The middle guy could see to this one, or he could see to this one. These can't see each other's at all. All right. So now. So a guy from the one side can give payah from his and from the middle one. From the middle one to the outside one. But the outside ones can't give the outside ones, because those outside ones for sure are not connected.
Right.
So it comes out that the two trees can be connected.
Sure.
You could see.
First in the middle.
But you can't, if you can't see from here to here, you can't connect these two trees. Right? So that's it's a straight line. So these two can see each other, and these two can see each other. So these two, one can give for the two here, one can give for the two here, but the outside ones cannot give from each other because they don't see each other. Now.
In the first case, if they cannot see each other, it means each tree is so big that they're their own separate trees.
Then they're separate trees. Okay, Chaf Beis is a very unusual halacha here. Hazesim, olive trees are very tall. I didn't know that, but
sure.
and they're very expensive. They're very chashuv olive trees. So they have a special halacha. Kol ma sheyesh ben beruach achas meruchas here. If you have a whole line of them on one side of the city, like let's say on the west side or the north side or the south side, a whole row. You have it going all the way, going on the east side of the city, or the west side. Hareim kesara achas are considered one field, and one peah goes for them, because they're so tall, so no fence or nothing would separate them no matter what, because they're expensive and tall, so they're always considered as one group together. Okay, let's finish up the last halach and finish the perek. Some of this was learned earlier. Habotzer es mixas karmo. A guy picks off a few of the grapes from his vineyard. Mikan mikan. A little bit here, a little bit here.
Yeah.
Why? He's really pruning the vines. Kidei lohokom el hagefen, so you can lighten up the weight of the vines. Achimsu sharish kolos revach. So the cluster will have enough room for the grapes to grow properly. V'yosifu, and they'll increase their growth. And when you do that, so what do we say about the stuff you've been taking off? Now, you may take that off. You may even be selling it to people. But it's really, it's pruning process. Hua nikra meidel. That's called meidel. Meidel means, literally, it's the person is, from the word dal, from poverty.
Ah.
He's impoverishing the vines. And no payah is required from the meidel. The thing he takes off, no payah. That's not considered a harvest. Even though he might be doing something with it. Right, he could eat it. Right, he might even sell it. But it's not like you're taking a whole side of the field. You're just taking a few off, plucking. It's pruning. It's really pruning, and it's not a real harvest. Even though you got a bunch of grapes there, but that's not because they're harvest. You don't get a pay on that. You give pay from the rest of the vineyard when the rest of the vineyard is ready to be plucked off. So that's called Maydel. Ukvar ben Rei explained, though, however, if you're going to do extensive work, Shabotzer Meruach Achas, if you're going and knocking off a whole side of trees, I'm plucking off a whole side, you know, you can't, ain't no male, that's not called pruning. Ulafigach, therefore, no se minashar, pe'aru ilakol. Then when you harvest the rest of the field, you got to give pay on the whole thing, because really the first corner you're supposed to give it, that's not called Maydel. You can't say, I pruned it when you knocked off a whole side. V'afalpi, even though Shabbat Salashuk, even though that first part you did was to be sold in the marketplace, doesn't matter. One, so that went to the marketplace, and the next thing he used, whatever, to make his own wine, doesn't matter. One thing has to go for the whole thing. Avolim Heidel, but if you did a real Meidel, Lim Kaber Shuk, another, he just plucked off a few, but the ones I'm telling you right now, the ones I'm pruning, I'm going to sell in the street, in the marketplace, doesn't matter. Ain't no simpelization, you don't have to give pay on that. In other words, the point is, if it's a chunk, you know, then it's a chunk. That's first step of harvest. And I don't care what you call it. So you got to wait till we harvest the rest, and then you give them the whole thing. But if you're doing pruning, real pruning, but you're really selling in the market, doesn't matter. It's called pruning, and no pay has to be given on the first half.
However,
what if he does this? What if Heidel, what if he does prune it, but Lahavi Vesu, to bring it all into his own house? And he goes there, and he's going to press it or whatever. So that already, that's not called, you know, a temporary kind of thing. It's not just plucking. That's like you took a hole punch and you put it into one spot in his house. Wow. That is different. No sein mina nishar sheiniach lidroch peach aserilakol. So when the rest that he left to press, now he has to give pan the whole thing. So it comes out a difference. If he plucks it a little bit and prunes it and goes and sells it in the market.
Okay,
since he's not keeping it in one place very long, so that's called a pruning. But if he has the whole bunch, he leaves it in his house, then that's called the first stage of harvesting, and then you have to give a harvest on the entire thing. Shkoyach, we finished.